Like he was caught.
He was nitegito. Faster during the day, at night he's like, give me your shit. I tried the easy way of Kata. Now, yeah.
Machine gun preacher. I respect the grind. I respect the grind. Mchana nakuombea. Usiku sasa.
Hakuna kuomba.
Hakuna kuomba. Usiku sasa wewe.
Anakuchukulia.
Anakuomba sasa usiku.
So kabla tuanze hata nikuulize Joe. Ushaingia linebet.com. Linebet.com is the best betting company. Kwa nini? Your earnings zinakujaga zikiwa 100%. Na saa hizi ukijoin, unaweza get 100% bonus ukitumia promo code ya Ekonene. So baki umeingia kwa linebet.com. Alafu ikam kwa stories za betting pia lazima nikukumbushe. Stop when the fun stops. That means ukianza kulose, unaanza kulose, unafeel ni kama zi. Usitry kurecover, baki umestop. Kesho pia ni siku. Lakini, kama uko na winning streak, the best betting company yako, of course, ni Linebet. Because Linebet inakupatia earnings zako bila kukata ushuru. So, linebet.com, baki umejoin, alafu make sure umetumia promo code Ekonene. Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 296. Tukisema like, subscribe. Hit the notification button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, tukuna msee. I need any introduction. But kama haujui, jo. Wacha nitoe zile zake. Inakuangani the amazing guy. The mastermind. The Lord.
Yes, niyaje, sir.
Niaje, Buddha.
The Lord is in the building. Finally.
Yeah.
Ekonene. I've always wanted to do your intro. You know me, I have a thing for intros. I love doing intros.
Yeah. Okay. So, because that's the funny thing, like the human brain is so interesting that you end up doing stuff. Like sometimes when I try to write e intro a to down, you like, subscribe, I end up finding like, what the fuck do I normally say? But if I start saying it, it just happens.
Comes naturally. Yeah.
Inakuja. So Buddha, umekuaje?
Bro, me have been amazing.
Yeah.
Doing what I need to do. Kusukuma hiki tunaitwa gurudumu ya maisha.
Yeah.
Winging it. Sometimes being sure about stuff.
Yeah.
But mostly, most essentially, taking it one day at a time. Pole tu.
Yeah. Okay. Alafu, of course, vile nani, Chaxi amefika hivi ni kwa natry kumchanua, natry kumuambia, like, he's one of those people that have that face ama that look that has a few other people that I know. So, ni kwa nakuambia kuna rapper anaitwa Mr. Leaf,
yeah.
Yes, L-I-F. Which other rapper? Okay, Maz come to dreadlocks, because Maz looks more like Jesus than you. Eh? Now,
more than me. Yeah, when I look like Jesus Steel Pulse. Somehow.
Zizi. Oh. Yeah, Maz ni wasamana. You know the group Steel Pulse?
What?
Steel Pulse, a reggae group.
No.
Yani na hizi dreadies zote joji Steel Pulse.
Yes, bro. Maybe na jomango mazao.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, so the reggae that I consume is... talk about Akina Protege, Akina Chronics, of course Bob Marley, the usual suspect. But Satan kona a huge catalog of reggae.
Yeah.
Wewe unajua kwa ghetto radio, so unajua reggae zote.
Funny enough, see for Nigeria, the neighborhood I grew up in, so ku grow up in Slando, of course reggae was like one of those. Like we loved reggae first.
It still is,
before
no?
We loved hip hop. Unajua?
Okay.
Like back in the days, mimi nikiwa mtoi hip hop ilikuwa mababi, so ilikuwa inaitwa mayoyo. So ilikuwa hata ukianza hiyo shit uko msema ameanza hizo jinga za mayoyo.
So mayoyo ni west side of Nairobi,
yes,
the west side.
Yeah. Mapunk.
But yeah. Mayoyo was more about rap music, cuz rap music inaanza na yo. You know that shit.
Okay.
So mayoyo. So ilikuwa gani, I always joke that listening to hip hop in the 90s was like coming out of the closet, unajua?
Really?
Because that's how much reggae was loved. And that generation was very one genre. So ilikuwa like, ufala na dunini hapa. Juna sikizaji hizi vitu za ujinga hapa. So na cheki. So si tukwa gatu wa Steel Pulse, Luciano. That was
Luciano
it.
Luciano na mjua at least.
Yeah. Adole ikakuja. After Adole kukuja, of course, tukasema Ekonene. Alafu ikabidi sasa... Ikabidi sasa kusikiza Lil Kim. Yeah. So Lil Kim was there, so I grabbed his watch. He go like, just grab mine.
Deep throat.
Yeah. And that's, even though nilijipata ga hip hop. So, lakini kabla tuanze show, umetupatia story fulani, mpaka nikaanza kufikiria joe nye, Mr. The Lord, hapa joe na kuoga. Yeah. Ulipoteza phone jana na uko tu leo na smile tu. Mi nikekwa na depression saa hizi.
Wanja, yondo kitu, nakumbuka hata... Even Jana, when the incident happened,
yeah.
And then me, I'm just calm. Because she's super stressed about it. Everyone is concerned around. Everyone's trying to call, move around, check what's going on. Me, look, I'm chill too. Like, this is just me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
what's that?
It's very hard.
Happened?
Huh?
Wachanua say.
Oh yeah, happen? So we were at Blankets last night. Blankets is, I think, the gig in Sea Waters mic check normally we attend. So okay, the three of okay. us, even the crew comes. Mm. And shout out to Mudena and the team. They always send us tickets ever since she came to the pod. So Blankets okay. coming up, okay. mic okay. check, so the whole crew pulls up. Yeah. Mm. But Sasa, I don't move around the event space a lot. Normally I find one spot and I chill there. Yeah. And most of the time to Kwapo. So of course guys can move into base. Mm. Do whatever you wanna go get a drink, say hi to guys, then kuna tu base yenye ukitaka chaksi ukimongoja huko unajua atakuja any minute.
Yeah.
So we are dancing, Blinky gets on, then starts raining. Mm. So when it starts raining, everyone pushes into the tent. Mm. But my friend has an umbrella. So nimechill na yeye. So sisi tuko kwa mvua, tuko na umbrella, everyone else has pushed into the AFM tent because inanyesha. Mm. So we're dancing and then Maria comes running back. She's like, oh shit, someone has stolen a phone, because she had a sling bag.
Yeah.
Simu ilikuwa kwa sling bag. Mimi, I didn't have deep pockets, so I didn't have the phone on me. Nilikuwa nachukua tu simu when I need to get a drink or call somebody, then namrudishia. So niko like, oh shit, first instinct of course call. So we call the phone, nikomteja, I was like, you meenda. So it's cool. I'm like, no, call, do this. Nini. I'm like, it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
Simu ikiende imeenda. And you know those guys, they work in groups and they're very swift. Anashika na pasia mwingine nini. Like, it's very hard to find your phone. Hata ukiona msa kichukua, ukimsearch manzisha enda. Because ni nakuanga hivi, pass. They have an entire operation. Yeah, so that happened. Then I had a very early morning. So I went home, slept, kamuka phoneless. But I had a meeting that I completely couldn't push in the morning. So I had to go through that meeting in Malize, then now go find a phone, get a SIM card. Actually, when I called, because I didn't have numbers because my phone wasn't set up. So I get a phone, and then nikiwasha in Nambia, I need to authenticate using my other Apple device. Because when you have multiple Apple devices for security, you need to access another one to set up yako. So I had to go home, ni set up simu, and then sasa nikuja. So I have contacts, but I don't have any apps or anything. I just joined in and lay online since jana. Yeah, but that's the story, man.
Okay.
So occasion to after na makarao and then we see. I don't know. It's just that it normally just feels like a waste of time. Because I've lost phones before and reported. Unafuatilia. Sometimes they make you go there a couple of times. It will be the whole thing and then you just never find it. Although kila siku napata notifications. Hey, your phone is at Two Rivers. Hey, your phone is in CBD. Oh, your phone is... And that happens kidogo then inapotea. Sasa you never see notifications anymore.
Okay. Because nini? Inaitwa nini? Of course, kitu interesting ni vile... What liku nani jazz ni vile tu umeenda ukachukua tu iPhone. Uka kuja tu hapa umetulia tu. Because nisa hizi nikona go through yo. Like denial, then depression, then badaya nita move on. Alafu, what I'd say is I don't think kureport ni... like it's futile. I just think that if the case gets to DCI, guaranteed you're getting back your phone.
Got you.
That's guaranteed. And kama yeye ni ofala libayo kitu jo utashikwa. Usikue mjinga.
I'll make some calls. Sinajua watu in Nairobi, bro.
Like weba, simu in 2024.
Another best thing, kuna one guy, hapo tu tukiwa hapo still a blanket. There's one guy who was msa alimshika kama mkono kwa mfuko yake. But already alikuwa shapata na simu. But that guy just held to this guy kabisa. Akamwambia anataka simu. So there was a bit of confrontation. Then sasa this other gang, the other guy, say yuko peke yake wakakuja wakaanza kupiga mse, but security came wakawashika. Actually the police were in just normal clothing.
Yeah.
Wakawapiga mapingu nini wakaenda na yeye. So before we left the venue, I went to report kuangalia kama is there anything, but our police I think walikuwa tu na mambo zao. So that's why I didn't report, because I wanted to report jana. Because there's a station literally inside the stadium. But they were like too hostile. So I was like, you know what? This is enough for the night. Let me go rest. Then I'll figure this out.
Because I always feel like, even that's one of the things I remember like telling my nephews. Because I have one nephew who's like 26, turning 27. Alafu niko na mwingine 21 turning 22, and I just kept telling them, never buy a second hand phone. Never fucking buy a second hand phone. This shit can put you in so much trouble that every time I see someone stealing a phone, I'm like, una try ku do? Because it only takes one person who's really interested in following up, and your life is fucked.
No, for real. It's happened. I was in when one, there's a time I was okay, nilikuanga KU for a bit of time. Kuna siku, what are these things called? I forgot what they're called, but nika cafeterias, and then they have a bit of sitting, so breaks mess. Nini mess. You can go grab a quick bite. Mess ilikuwa kula food. Isn't that ilikuwa tuna quick bite? But then because KU is huge as hell, so there's a bunch of them spread across the school. Ni cafeteria tu, quick bite nini. Yeah, and one of my friends alikujiwa kwa hiyo meza tulikuwa tumekaa tu straight where alikuwa because ya mambo ya second and phone wale mtaka mpaka to the exact place where we were sat.
Yeah.
Now kaenda na yeye. So it works. You just need
Ikachukua how long? Yo kesi ama bado huyo?
No, ilisha. I think he was able to prove. Yeah, luckily for him alikuwa alibuy from a physical store in Tao. So it was easy to prove. Lakini ingekuwa ni lumozi wanamse mwenye maybe you'll never get access to inge kwa store nyingine.
Yeah.
So even aliprove penali nua na alikuwa na receipt aliprove. So ngori kama ndokea. So hawa wengine wenye sasa walishikwa na wenye walimuzia, I don't know what happened. I didn't follow.
Yeah, but
kuna boys, yeah. Kuna boys alipatwa base akichana.
Same simu tu.
Hehe. Aliambia jayona nini? Aliona tu vumbi. Jua ilikuwa ni convoy ya makarao yuga. Alitukia tu dust. Boys akaenda missing na hajai muona tena.
Yeah.
Kwa sasa alikuwa company na mwenye. Apparently that guy alikuwa me nini? Alikuwa me hijackiwa ndai na ndai inaenda ikakuwa chopped off parts.
Oh, okay.
So aliambia ile time hiyo gari itatokea ndio atakuwa released. So I don't know kama bado kwa prison.
Oof. So hiyo ni noma nyingine. Alafu pia imenikumbusha kuna video iko na go around this weekend. Sijui kwa ulicheki ile X5 inaenda kuingia kwa gate. And then wasi wanakuja ni hapa Nairobi.
Yeah.
You saw it?
No, I've not seen it.
And then that guy, like, wasi wamewekea gun. I know that you freeze, eh? So they're trying to hit his window. Then he decides to run away. He reverses. Hii pikipiki yani nini? Iko mbele yake. Instead of going through it, he still... I was like...
Pikipiki sasa inafaa kwa ya... Ni kama they're chase away sasa.
Yes. Awa nini?
Have run you watched... Away, man.
Yeah. Usha watch South American videos? You seen what they do to thugs?
I've seen some videos.
That's the shit you do. Like I'm driving away, but makarauna kupata hapo. That's guaranteed.
I don't have a lot of remorse for thugs, bro. I've had too many incidences. Like I don't when I see such things happen, like it feels, I don't know, like I don't have too much. I don't have a lot of remorse for for guys. I don't know na kitu wasa waelewi ni kitu moja. It's like now you guys have built such a big platform. Imetek, I can only imagine what happens behind the scenes to get where you are.
Yeah.
And then siku moja msetu waka mwichukwe tu.
Yeah.
Achukwe tu, achukwe and I change jina ayake kwe nini yake. So unaona, if you get people never understand that, you know, someone you never know what someone has to do to get whatever they have. So for you to just come and take it and then claim it to be yours, I'm a benefit from it, sell it, I'm a do whatever. I don't have a lot of remorse for such people.
Yeah, because also ajui, maybe we met P. Diddy na tuko hapa na ujui. Yeah.
So, mimi ningeenda party ya Diddy, bro. Ningeenda, ningeinvite on ngeenda. Hiyo party zilikuwa lit. Now but now knowing what I know, of course ninge singa si says and but ninge nipata last year but one event niko mahali elete. Bro, full up.
Because you nini so in such a situation one on za do nini where someone is trying to hit your nini and try ku kichapa na gun, alafu you have an opportunity to hit them, would you just drive away ama would you?
Nah, I'm definitely hitting you, bro. You know, I've been kajaked before, but but sasa this history and I don't know. But this is, when is this? I think this is literally like my first car. I think 2017, around May 4th, 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the time I used to leave the house early, 5 in the morning every day. I'd leave 5 in the morning, I'd go record the podcast because Eros used to work at a studio.
Yeah, yeah.
In a network ADA that used to be at The Alchemist. So we could use the studio when I tumiki. So either late evening, but sometimes late evening you never know. Wasanini wasa usiku. So our best shot was in the morning before the studio opened. So I had a regular schedule. I'd always leave at 5 in the morning. And then now do record, then continue with my day. So this day, as I'm leaving from the crib, kuna ako kanjia now before you get to the main road. Nikifika kwa main road, there's a car in a reverse. So see, of course, pump the brakes, unangoja tu gari reverse, ni normal. And then me niendelee. Then the car suddenly stops, 4 guys leave with guns. First instinct, so normally I lock my car, nikiingia kwa gari I lock the car. First instinct, ni reverse nyuma nirudi kwa nyumba. Reamira, there's a car behind me as well. And this is maybe 50 meters from the house. So niko hapo in between.
Which neighborhood?
Hii nilikuwa naishi network, unajua place network ya Hunguro? Kiunguru is hapo kwa iko katikati ya Eastern Bypass na Thika Road.
Okay.
Kwa sasa because I used to be sinilikuwa KU, so I used to live up because that was close to school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kiguro na Kisapere ni chuom.
Ni chuom.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Your place ilikuwa chuom.
Like,
yeah. Because sana join KU, a lot of students used to live in Kahawa. So yeah, Kahawa was crowded. Me, I've just never liked crowded places.
Yeah, yeah.
So Kiguro was the closest to school. That was Imenyamaza, was very not too developed. So now that means we're talking about dark roads. Anyway, so around 50 meters from the house, so there's a guy with a gun on the windscreen. There's a guy hitting the side of my door because they're trying with to open, gun, but the guy is locked. But the guy is locked. So and I hit sana bado nime sijafungua bado no sija freeze cuz now unajua that's the expectation ni uta freeze but I think that as soon as I know what is going on adrenaline kicks in that's why I nilificha simu hapa I'm thinking of options then I realize I don't have options so I opened the car so when I opened the car this guy opened the door grabbed me kwanza alianza kuongea kisapere then mi sikuwa na get so I don't understand Kikuyu. Then sikuwa najua Kikuyu. So the me instinct yangu ya kwanza ilikuwa they were not even masked. So I was like, shit, they're not even masked. This could go really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so the other door opens, so two guys get in the car. So that guy grabs me, akaniweka kwa back seat, huku penye wasiweka miguu, that ka space. So when alinisukuma huko nyuma, I grabbed my backpack, which had my computer and iPad and whatnot, nikailalia tu. Is it vitu zote said I'm thinking about anything. Everything is happening very quickly. Then the previous day, nilikuwa nime withdraw some money, like 13K or something. I needed to buy stuff and then nikaenda sherehe, so I didn't buy stuff. So ilikuwa tu hapo kwa glove box. So this guy has come in, anaanza kuniambia, oh, ulikuwa najaribu kuhepa, this jini, nini, nini, blah, 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 a lot of stuff. opens the glove box, no checks, kwanza wakani check mfuko. I didn't have anything. Luckily, I was wearing sweatpants, nini. Akafungwa glove box. No, before that, akanitisha simu. Nikamwambia, nilikuwa naenda tu hapa shule. That's why I was actually in sandals and and pants, nini. So I left my phone charging in the house because I couldn't charge. Akasema, tutafute gari, tupata nyumba, I'll shoot you. Do not patio gari, I'll shoot you. I'm like, whatever, man. Each time I think tu ni sijali, like, sijui nini. So as this is happening, the car drives off. And then it's such a bumpy drive. Wanaongea, such as the glove box, I think when he found a bit of like a stack of money, ikatulia kidogo, wakaacha kuniuliza maswali mengi. Then wakapata my ATM, akaniambia nimpatie pin, nikampatia the wrong pin. Akaniambia hii pin tukienda tupate ni wrong pia na kupiga risasi. Nikasema fuck, anyway, that is correct. Nikasema ikifika hiyo point na ni wrong nitawaambia tu the correct one. Anyway, so drives such a bumpy drive and then the car suddenly stops. So when the car stops, I'm still lying down huko nyuma. There's so much commotion. I'm wondering what the fuck is going on. Ni commotion mob. And then there's this guy who constantly comes to check in, then anapotea. Cuz kumbuka there was four guys, but now in my car there's only two guys. So umse alikuwa anakaa mtu kuangalia nimelala, anapotea. Commotion continues, then it went silent for a bit of time. So went silent. And then, because nimelala hivi chini, from upper mlango, I could see a bit of light. Then had gone silent for a while, then kanza kulift kichwa, then I realized kulikuwa kumetulia.
Walihepa.
Walihepa. So nililift hivi kichwa, brah. Hiyo gari ilikuwa tu na body. Like they'd taken out everything. Ignition, switches, radio, everything. But it was so neatly done. Nakumbuka nilitoka hivi kwa gari niko like, shit. It was so neatly done. Hakuna kitu imevunjika. All the wires hazijakatwa. Unajua wires za gari ziko na switches. Unazatoa nini. Plucked very smoothly. Then nikiangalia nyuma, there was a car behind me at home. Kumbe ni jirani yangu pia gari yake imefanya the same thing. So the other two guys, kumbe walikaja kumsa kwa nyuma yangu. So this is now in the morning. In literally a few minutes, I'll say I'm a vandalized gari mbili. Two on each car, and they've done such a smooth, nice job. Yani nimse anajua gari in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, say ungekuwa na 30 more minutes, maybe engine ingeenda, miguu, everything. So, yeah. Make then, that's of course, sijui niko wapi. Then we're in the middle of a tea plantation. Then we find out we're in Juja. Luckily, see, I had my phone. So first people I called is the bank. I was like, well, I've been carjacked, kindly block my card. And also, if anyone tries to use it, kindly give me a call.
Yeah.
And then now we call some of my friends. Anyway, we end up going to the police station. Bank calls me like at 11. Wakasema, someone tried to use your ATM card. But we need like the police to request for the information. Like, we can't give it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as a ATM, of course, kuna cameras and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So this was a Family Bank ATM in Thika. And I mean, kuna bank na NCBA. But as it's a Visa, a MasterCard, you can transact.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, shit, this could be a good lead. Of course, I was still at the station. So told the guy who was investigating, nini. I'm like, sawa, so I'm hoping there was going to be a good lead. Nothing ever happened up to date.
Oh, mpaka leo jeshiko?
This was a police station in Ruiru, then ever.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. Nilifuatiliani, mbaka nikasema, fuck it.
Ah, maybe waliona. Ah, kumbe ni nani?
Ah, maybe they were involved. I mean, cops are also involved. Yeah, because that's what wanatuanga these guns.
Yeah,
cops, yeah. Cops aneza kuwa involved kwa history.
So, manze, nimekapitia.
Damn.
So, hizi simu nini hazinishitui sana.
Mwafu jayi kuwa robbed.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Like, a carjacked, no? But zile like someone tries pale katikati tao siko atembea hivi John katiki jo dude zimenikujia ufiti I don't know how I was able to nini kukuhepa hapo tu kwanza nini ambassador
atembea
tu hivi niko na shit zangu concentrate
unashangaa
hey. Nika nini but stake at your level ya like gun like I'm always but I'm a domestic animal najua so I'm rarely out there
got you
at night. Like, cause of, alafu after I get married now, I'm like, kunipata injeni, hard your time, like, usiku, usijisa ngapi, hivo. Yeah, cause of course, when I was single, pussy hunting, you're like, yeah.
Mkuna dengana Nairobi.
Yeah, nachipata niba udigine. Like, I have no business being here.
Yeah.
It's just my day kindo menipeleka hapo. But after hiyo, I think, I hope. Cause hizi vitu mtu ajuagi. Yo ingine X5 ili nishtua. Cause I always assume Toyota za ajua, gajacked cause of spare parts and what. Yeah. Like X5 kushtukia wase. Lafu history wamekuja kwa gate yako.
Yeah.
So that was some
shit. That shit is scary, man. Depends when there's guns involved.
Yeah.
Gun on your head. That mean like for a moment I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, me twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what should be ile? Ile anini, yeah?
Yeah, moja nikitembea home. Alikuwa makarao.
Yeah.
Tulisema kama uko na mbio kuliko risasi. On your max.
For real? So ungeambia nipatie headset kwanza.
Yeah, but that was the second time. The first time ilikuwa ni nini? Nilikuwa natoka studio. Just straight after high school, school na come to na hang out hapo. So meenda na mati ya mwisho, it was around 10. Kufika hizo side za home, because it's like an hour drive. Nilikuwa nisha blackout, nimelala. I think I was tired.
Yeah.
So mi nashtukia, ay, kwa nini naitishwa? Kwa nini yu conductor amechizi? Nini? Kwa nini naitishia door, kwa dirisha? Kumbe, watu washa mbwati watoke. Mi nimelala, nimebaki solo.
Oh.
So this guy ako kwa dirisha, ni mwizi sasa, animulika na torch. Sako like kumse analala in the middle of carjacking. Are you crazy? Oh, kijana toka. So kuangalia mbele juu hapo amezima headlights. Kacheki majama amezima na my AK. Ko like
Nguka jani niendelea.
Eh, jo.
That shit is very scary, man.
Mimi basi nimekuwa lucky. Alafu nini? Sasa lazima nikuulize juu. This case story aki tui pasta alikuwa killed. He was involved in a robbery incident. This happened like on Sunday.
Involved, like you mean, no, miss nilikwambia kwanza jana, this happened jana, mtani update. Wait, involved, like he was caught.
He was nitegito. Faster during the day, at night, he's like, give me your shit. I tried the easy way of the guitar. Now, yeah.
Machine gun preacher. Respect the grind. respect the grind. Mchana nakuombea. Usiku sasa.
Hakuna kuomba.
Hakuna kuomba. Usiku sasa wewe.
Anakuchukulia.
Anakuomba sasa usiku.
So alidedishwa.
Yeah.
But now the like accomplice, ile wana assume ni one of the congregants, alibaki amehepa. But with gunshot wounds. Yeah. So unajua mimi jua gana niko na zaovi nafikiria maybe that's Jesus. Unajua.
So it happened like he was caught in the act. Was he like robbing people, cars?
Wacha ni check his story. Ilikuwa police have gunned down a pastor in a robbery with violence incident at Kavisuni in Kisasi district. So they tried to rob a wholesale shop belonging to Muli Munyoki last week and robbed him at gunpoint. So badai, the pastor identified as Ezekiel Muinde Mwangangi was a preacher at the Heaven City Chapel based at Soweto area. while still overseeing a new branch at Kauma, some 5 kilometers away. So I think he just used to use that as the nini. And he just robbed 5,000 cash. Hii ni pesa hata uwezi peleka kwa chache ya pasta nganga.
Lakini hiyo ni madharau. Ukipeleka kwa nganga hata leka hata kuombea, anaweza chukua badala kuombea. But no, no, it just tells you that everything nowadays is a business, including churches, you know. So you not everyone are going whatever they're doing for the right intentions. So maybe huyu sasa ni kama drug dealer. Church ndio front, lakini the actual business ni mwizi tu. And sasa it makes perfect sense because sasa huo ni msemenye one, I think a lot of people use religion to take advantage of people who are desperate or people who need hope. I think hope is the main driver. You know, give guys a bit of hope and they keep coming. But I'm not surprised, bro. So makanisa squeezes kwa hivyo. You have people who use the name of God to run their own agenda.
Wana kwa religious?
No, I'm not religious.
Spiritual?
It depends on what your definition of spiritual is.
I hear people say, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Well, for me, the back of my mind, I'm like, bullshit. Because I take the two as the same thing. I don't know you. When I chukwa gaje, like, do you look up in the sky and you're like, there has to be someone up there controlling everything?
Of course not. So I don't think there's spirituality without religion to begin with, because one depends on the other.
Yeah.
So you could define, we know what religion is, you know, it's just your the organized it's not belief, because people could different people in different religions believe different almost things. In sometimes in
the same
things
but very differently,
very differently. But most of them say the overarching belief and you're the same, so I don't think it's possible to say you're spiritual without
religion
in it. But I'm not spiritual. No, I'm not religious. But I was born in a religious family, so born in a largely Catholic family. But then a lot of my other extended family were like Pentecostals. But yeah, me I just I believe in the powers of the universe.
Yeah,
I believe in the mysteries of the world that we will never be able to figure out. If we haven't figured out now, I don't know when we will figure that out. So things that are beyond me, I let them be.
Okay.
And I just believe in being a nice person and doing what needs to be done. Yeah,
funny enough, I think we might figure out a lot. I always look at it from the science perspective. Like, humans have been actively studying science for 400 years. And in 400 years, we've been able to...
Or even more.
To do, like, actively, baka writing down, eh?
Okay.
In a chukuluaga, it's 400 years, eh? So these zile zingine zile happen first. Like, the first guy to bring up evolution, apparently, was a Muslim scholar. Like, a black a Muslim scholar, like, in that 12th or 13th century, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So kumekua now, lakini now, actively, especially physics, the universe, what, like, ile documenting, imekua around 400 years.
Mm.
And with that time, we've been able to come up with the internet, whatever. So you can try and imagine another 400 years, what's going to be happening, another 1,000 years. Like, it's, science is going to have done some crazy stuff. And I think the more to discover more things, the more people will be less religious, and the more also, like, things like poverty end, because I feel like at some point science will have figured out so much that poverty as we know it won't be there.
Yeah.
And you're like, basically, to come up food as takuwa shida, and then that time it becomes really hard to convince wasi, like, ati ngoja tu kufe, ukisha kufa utaishi vizuri, lakini saizi wata minishi vizuri, lakini ukikufa
your reward is in heaven.
Your reward is
but
in heaven.
A lot of people have been talking to wanaenda waki dismiss easy narratives, the Bible. I think wanaona how these things are going nini.
Yeah.
I place watu wena na jai rudi. And then you're living so righteous.
Yeah.
For what?
So that when you die, you can...
I think it's just in those fundamentals. So for me, it would be essentially... Because to be very honest, there's no one who has an answer to what happens when people die. There's speculations, there's theories, that's why they're called theories. There's belief systems, all those things. And all of them are different for different reasons. And I respect what everyone believes in. Because essentially we are a product of what we believe in. That's why we do things. That's why we could do the same things very differently. Because we are a product of all these other things. So I have respect for what guys believe in. But for me, is I'm more of a person that likes or prefers logic.
Yeah.
So if the fundamentals are very questionable, and there's no answers for it, then I don't know. It's not something that I hold very dear to myself.
Yeah.
But Sasa, if also, you know, if you talk about creation, if you talk about how everything came into existence, if you talk about the afterlife, you talk about the entire universe, not just the wild, and all the other universes that exist, and all talk about the galaxy. A lot of these things science has figured out, but there's so much that science hasn't figured out. So much that science may never even figure out. So those, what I call the mysteries of the wild, I just prefer to respect them and let them be.
Yeah.
The world corrects itself at some point.
But it's interesting. Like, Oli, when did you lose your religion?
I'd say properly in high school. Properly in high school. So maybe just a bit of context. So born in a predominantly Catholic family, but then my parents, church was not a big deal. I don't remember seeing my parents go to church. But when my grandma was around, we used to go to church.
Okay.
So even Mimi, I was baptized in a Catholic church, because when my grandma's around, Sundays we go to church. So Mimi setup yangu tulikuwa tumezoea Sunday, when grandma's around, we go to church. Then tukitoka church, si wenda home, mama naenda kucheza. But sasa yeye wenda tu kulewa. Then tutajua grandma na rudi, ukianza kusikia kelele from
grandma alikuwa analewa
kilometers away. Grandma yangu alikuwa
nakata mara.
Even some of like juicy to, she passed on 2 years ago. So I'll rest in peace. Nilikuwa like, even I was fortunate enough to build a relationship with her late in life before she passed. Na nilikuwa naenda mchukua tu, tunaenda tunakunywa. Kienda kumuona, nilikuwa nambebea tu mataska zake. Alikuwa vibes. Then tunakaa tu chini, tunaongea, ananiambia anachapia stories on how he met my granddad, about hiyo time ya wazungu tukifight for colonization, how things were. So she was cool like that. So hiyo ndio ilikuwa setup. And then I lived with my uncles at some point, and then sasa wao they were born again. Ile born again ya pray every night, tunaimba praise and worship, then tunaomba, then tunaenda kulala. Then in a month kuna days za kufast, so we are paired. So nyinyi kama mimi sasa na my cousin wenye tulikuwa almost age mates, tunakuwa paired, tuko na siku yetu ya kufast. Hiyo siku ya kufast, na fast the whole day, mna mkutuko room, mnaomba, such things. So I was exposed to those things, za kuenda kesha, za kuenda youth seminars during holidays.
Yeah.
And sasa hapo, that's when I really started poking a lot of holes. Because now mimi, my parents didn't take me to church hivyo. Mi church nakumbuka ni very loose. Catholic tu unaenda, Catholic unajua mambo yao. Then sasa, to a complete shift, these other guys wenye wako born again. And then sasa, hapo sasa, when I went to high school, is when sasa I really started questioning a lot of things. And then I just, you know, came to the conclusion that I'll just believe what I believe in.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you believe what you believe in. We're gonna respect, that's all that matters. So high school is really where things turned around for me.
And how do you answer when someone asks you, how can you believe that this came from nothing? Who answered you usually? Because I always have those people who come to me that bullshit, like, everything is so perfect, how can you believe that this
came from nothing?
Sayo naangalia kina what is it called, like Japan earthquakes just killing people, like nature will kill you so easily that for people to feel like it's perfect. But when you're trying to convince someone that nature is not perfect, is really hard. Because me, I always try to approach it from the scientific view. Ile naambia say saizi by accident ukienda ujipate kwa a river that has crocodiles, they won't care if you're holding a religious book, they're going to eat you. They won't care that, hey, kesho kuna deal uko nafaa kusainia a billion shillings. A billion ikitaka kudish
it is so expensive.
So all the legend was say kama huko, so I always have that argument na people like, everything is perfect. I'm like, nah, nature is not as perfect as we think.
So my answer to them is mostly very simple. I don't think this came from nothing. But also I don't know where it came from. And you cannot convince me you know where it came from. That's why there's different beliefs, different literature about how everything came into existence. And all of them have backings, but there's gonna faults. So we can look at where its theory fundamentally where it's based on, and also we can look at the faults and the cracks in that story. Naziko mingi.
Yeah.
So my answer is always simple. I genuinely don't know, and I know that I don't know.
Yeah.
My only issue is you can't convince me that your way is the correct way, because also I'd look on the left and look at someone else who could also completely convince me that the way is the correct way. So Mimi, I'm okay with not knowing everything.
Yeah.
But I have such an open mind. I'm always willing to read new stuff. And whatever makes sense to me makes sense to me. Whatever doesn't, it doesn't. So my answer nakwanga tu hivyo, that I don't know.
And it's okay not to
and
know.
And it's okay not to know. Because I don't think eti mimi ndo nitakuwa the first person kujua kama hizi miaka zote, all the people that have lived with all the technology. You know, you can go back even talk about pyramids and how we've never figured out how those pyramids were built. And then in the back of our mind, we think we are the most advanced society. We may not be the most advanced society. We still can't explain that, you know. Probably a society existed that was more advanced.
Yeah.
Now where that society went to, I have no idea. Unaona? Ni venye tu kuna vitu zingine ziko na good PR na zingine ziko na bad PR. Kama sasa niko nasema kama bangi iko na bad PR. So inaendelea kuteseka tu. Unaona? Na pombe iko na such good PR that regardless of how much wreckage pombe causes in the whole world, iko na such good PR, it, you know, it lives. And that's the world we live in. It's just based on perception.
Because move feel like that's like one of the best things in life. You're like being okay with not knowing.
It's so peaceful,
like,
man.
Because sometimes I just look at life and I'm like, what the fuck did all this start? Because I know, and then like right now the way science is saying, like we live in a universe, but ile evidence iko saizi ina suggest there's a multiverse. So this means that all these vitu tunaona is just a very tiny part of it.
It is
that kuna maybe more. And hiyo time yote unafikiria kuna msee yuko huko juu ana wo replace umeka deck yako, like are you serious? Like I understand why our great ancestors believed that, because you know it was such a small world. You look at the sun, you think it's small, and then you feel like it's lighting earth. Then sisi after hizi advancement zote una worry ati kuna msee yuko juu ana wo reveal una dinyana. Na sasa hiyo kuna black holes, kuna white holes. Sasa hizi kuna white holes.
Like black holes. Okay, black
light
holes
can't escape. Sio gravity is so high, light can't escape.
Yeah.
White holes, they deflect. Like nothing can go through a white hole. Acheki. So hii time yote sisi tunajua tu black holes ni vagina. So kuna hiyo but wacha toke kwa story ya universe kabla tuluzwa sana na religion, because wasiona kwa sensitive na religion.
Hata, mimi hata mpaka at some point squeeze I just not talk about. I don't talk much about it on the pod.
Yeah,
I mean, it's I can talk about whatever I want, but I just try to avoid it, because I also just understand how sensitive it is. We've had even guys who stopped listening to the show and came back later because I'm like, hey, anyway, you're back, but me stopped listening because I can't stand when you guys talk about religion and stuff, and I get it.
Now, I mean, I think to me and Nene, like, use some soft gloves, because me, damn, I hear it. Me no get the mouth, you know, because
ile siku tutamake it kwa podcasting space ndakubaya ile kitu ya effects nikuweke hizo ma effect kama whip nini yani wewe zile za kwenda huko.
Kuna time wa sio nini hiki hiyo sana kama hivi kuzimwambia gamsage, then si prayer works, just go pray for me. If tomorrow I've not changed, then the Lord is testing you, because
and if you wake up tomorrow and you're fully convinced in your path, exploit.
Yeah.
Your life ni quick. Just exploit. Ikikata tena unarudi tu.
Yeah. Cuz it's and it's nini, it's fun. But kile mushindwa ni us, watu walitupitisha through slavery, through what they also still wanted to save us. Like when you ask people that, they're like, and then you look at even how Africans are treated in the Arab world. Like it does not even matter your faith. If in the Arab world and you are black, you're going to be treated like shit. Acheki. So but hiyo ni story refu. So wacha tu kuje kabla na tubongejwa the podcasting, cuz nataka kuenda kwa mind yako nijue how you sat somewhere and decided, you know what, I need to start a podcast. But before that, nataka kuuliza a few things that have happened, so by on the day tuna shooti podcast, and the day that Joe Mfalme amekuwa released unconditionally. But now the story is he's been released because he's supposed to turn state witness. So yeye na wale makarao watatu plus 3 of his team, they are turning state witness about
against one guy. That's the same guy ulinani alitaja akiwa hapa, Maria. Mama Raya alitaja akiwa hapa akisema anamjua Balo. Do you know Balo?
I know Balo.
Yeah. Yeah. So umesikia wana turn against yeye?
I didn't know. I didn't know that. Unajua sasa mimi si nakwambia
yes, kwanza ulipotea.
Kwanza nafu unajua sasa nilifika blanket kitu 6 hivi.
Mm.
So say from the last time I was online to check anything ilikuwa kama jana 4 PM.
Yeah.
So since 4 PM I don't know. You know, I know Balo, I know Joe Mfalme as well. I've worked with Joe for many years. Mm. Balo I know him from the social space. Nimse si uongea.
Yeah.
He invites me to play football with them at some sometimes I play football. So nimse najua from the scene.
Yeah.
With Joe I don't know. I still don't know what really happened. I think what we all the information we know is what is available online.
Yes.
All we know is somebody was beaten and murdered who happens to be a DCI officer.
Yeah.
Regardless of who the person is, someone was murdered in an altercation. Sindio? Mm. Now Mimi from my own experience working with Joe for many years, sitting once, some twice. You know, I booked Joe for many gigs. Joe is a friend, like sitting I wouldn't say Joy is a close friend. We talk all the time.
Yeah,
we could go for years even without talking. But Nimse, I can pick up my phone and call.
Mm.
Nimse, I can text. I think the last I spoke to Joe was a few months ago because I wanted to know whether he still teaches DJing because it's something I have interest in.
Mm.
And I can be, no, actually he never does it, but there's people he works with who teach it. I can refer. That's the last conversation I had with Joe.
Mm.
But from my own experience with Joe is, I just know Joe is professional, keeps time. Joe, I've never had to argue with Joe about anything. Does what Joe needs to do. Nimsa menyamaza. Joe nimse nimpige ma story wende utanidu kuongea sana. You know, it's just a chill dude. So when I saw this, I was a bit shocked kidogo. But you know, things happen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can't teach a human being how to react. Like, yeah, so easy, yeah. If whatever happened, and for instance, if I slapped you now, I can't teach you how to react to a slap, you know. So I really don't know what happened. I hope, maybe the only thing that's a summer tuni, you know, I hope when this is in court now, we're able to know exactly what's in the court.
Yeah.
So that we know, away from what has been reported, I hope the court can make it public. Ama sijui kama Kenya unazingia kwa portal ya judiciary upate hizi makesi. I don't know.
Hiyo ndio kitu moja sijuagi. I actually don't know.
Maybe zingine high profile ones, but also hii ndio part yenye sasa journalists wanafaa kutusaidia kidogo.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I love the space yenye tuko. My hope is, nilikuwa na hope maybe akina Kido, akina Kenya Online Media, maybe wako court leo, something.
Because
if you're media and you're in court, you get copies, ama you can get access to the judgments and whatnot. So I'd like to know what really happened, but someone died and justice needs to be served.
Okay.
So I don't know whether ni wase wa Joe, I don't know kama ni yao makarao, but ukiniambia saizi eti wote wana turn witness, so wote wana kwa state witness against Balo sasa.
Yeah, because ilikuwa NTV Kenya, sema DPP orders that Alan Ochieng, aka Hype Balo, be charged with the murder of DCI officer Felix Kitosi, alafu DJ Mfalme turns state witness. So the DPP has ordered that nene, alafu nani understand witness after the DPP closed this file. So tulikuwa na lawyer flani hapa naitwa Levi Mnyeri. So one of the things that Levi said, alikuwa anasema the worst that can happen is it's a manslaughter case because nani akutoka, his intent was not to kill him. You see, so alikuwa anasema even if it's Joe, the worst angecharge you are now in a manslaughter.
Manslaughter unavona
ile accidental.
Like, yeah, you didn't plan to
but you still
end life.
Unzafungwa even 1 year, unzafungwa 12 years.
Okay.
It's not as long as a murder charge.
Okay.
Premeditated one,
But now comes the story of friends. In this scenario, una feel aje, like ukisikia mtu best yako ametan state witness, what comes to mind first if it's you? Would you be surprised? Because you know, freedom is
priceless.
I think also it depends on a few things. For instance, Balo, so unaona, the interesting thing about social media is that the way that algorithm works based on the people we follow and the things we search, is that me and you tukinge Twitter homepage zetu size we'll see very different things. Hata tu story tukita nini story ya John Falme, mimi vitu nitaona maybe ni vitu wewe hujaona. So for instance, mimi what I've seen within on my Twitter regarding John Falme, is that right from the first day when it happened, I saw a lot of guys, you know, akina, kama akina Slam, Slam ni best balo sana. Yeah. They play in the same team actually. Mm. And niliona kama akina Slam wakiwa like, eh, mbona balo anaitwa bouncer? This is when the story broke.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
So ile wakisemete the bouncer, balo, mbona balo anaitwa bouncer? Because balo is not a bouncer. Oh. Balo actually works with Joe, he's the any hype man, any MC, any host. Mm. So how come balo anaitwa bouncer? And then I think when they were held in that station, and this is again from what was on my Twitter,
your feed,
guys were complaining that why has he been held in a different police station, Balo, from where Kina Joe and the other guys have been held.
Oh, wengine walikuwa same place.
I think so. That's what I saw online. Then the other thing I saw online is that close friends of Balo formed a group, wakasema they'll start contributing to raise bail in case ifike point enye ananichu kulipa cash bail atoke.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I know. Those are the three things that mimi nime pick regarding Balo specifically. But from his close friends, it feels like soon as the incident happened, ni kama Balo alikuwa distanced.
Oh.
Na yet he was part of the crew, he was part of whatever happened. But it feels like he was secluded kidogo. So now when you say this now, it's sort of, if you add 1 + 1, it sort of starts to make sense. One, mbona anaitwa bouncer, you know. Nikasa sasa, anything, something happen up then, iya anaitwa bouncer. Kwa leki ya nisi bouncer, iya niko host kwa show, bro.
Iya
ni msua kubounce tu.
So, wacha tuangalia statement. So, kwa statement, Joe Mfalme alisema, dear friends, supporters and well-wishers, we want to sincerely thank you for having stood firmly with DJ Joe and his team during this challenging time. We are relieved and do welcome the outcome of the investigations carried out as they've exonerated DJ Joe Mfalme and his team, Eric Karioki and Samuel Wanjiru. As a result of the outcome of the investigations, DJ Joe Mfalme, Eric Karioki, Simon Wanjiru have been unconditionally released today by the court sitting at Kibera. We have advised our legal representatives to follow up with Alan Ochieng's case and provide legal assistance. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Inspector Felix Kellyan's family, and we extend our most heartfelt sympathies. Thank you for your prayers, continued support. God bless. So, kuna hiyo part ya our legal representatives to follow up with Alan Ocheng's case. Alafu unajua kale kamjaka ndani yangu.
Alan Ocheng ndio balo sasa. Ndio anaita balo.
Kale kamjaka ndani yangu kalikuwa, kwa nini alikufa na mawe? Kwa nini mjaluo? Kwa nini mjaluo na mabaki na hii naoma? So,
if that's the case, I'll just reach out, but of course outside the pod. I'll reach out to Slam and see what the situation is, but that is sad to hear.
Yeah, it's sad to hear. Because on one side wanasema history a state witness, alafu on the other side ame release statement. Because another thing, ulifuatilia your story ukachiki, like the family, because now the family, I know this is a very painful time for them, but I have to say something. They have to ask themselves, do they want justice or do they want anyone to go down? Because if they were saying that their person was being beaten at the police station, Balo hakuwa kwa police station. Hii time akipigwa mpaka anze kukojoa damu, Balo was not there. So, do you just want someone to go down, or do you want the right person to go down? Because makarao, they'll always protect their own. That's why the cops have come out clean.
Nakumbuka ni ndi rapture alikuwa anabonga naye, na akasema in this scenario, the fact that ni makarao and then there is a DCI officer mwenye amepass, there's no way ati anaweza convict Karao, because sasa now itaanza like ni it's like they're prosecuting their own.
They'll have to.
So akasema someone, nakumbuka rapture akiniambia lazima mtu mmoja ata go down.
I think what, so I know for sure Balo's like close friends, I don't know how far they've how much info they know about this case, but I think soon as all the information is laid out clean, Balo needs just good representation. Good representation could help.
Tuanze at least,
because whether Nikarao liku involved ama nini, soon as it goes down to the lawyers, the lawyers don't care kama Nikarao ama nani. Karao ataleta lawyer wao, Balo atakuwa na lawyer wao, kama ni Joe atakuwa na lawyer wao, then they'll argue out in you know, openly in court, and we will know the truth. Uzuri tu ni penye imefika sasa, the next step ni tutajua actually watu wanachajiwa na nini na what are the facts that the police have. And I think now that's why he needs good representation.
Yeah, because at least the first thing Levy alisema, it's a manslaughter charge. Because your murder charge is different, man. A murder charge is you're looking at life. You're looking at 40 years. You're looking at being hanged.
But a manslaughter charge is whatever.
People don't hang people nowadays.
They don't hang, but unajua unapata life in prison. True. Which is messed up. But now another thing ilinilisikia, like from another person who had this story, is like at they knew yesterday, like by Jan, like on Sunday, they knew that Mfalme was being released.
Who knew?
Like akina Joe. Mabeste wa Joe.
Okay.
Atu likuwa naenda kumcheki mse yuko like, hey, Buda Joe, me Tuesday niko na gig. Wanashino, hey, mse ajapeleko wako tini. Anabonga juu ya gig. Unajua, so so he was talking about anenda gig on Tuesday and nimesikia something close to the fact that he was actually bragging that Wasome get events because he was not around. Now he's back, he's going to do his shit.
Bragging where?
Hivo, like unajua nuna bonga Wasome shunda like, hey Buddha,
ana bonga wapi sia
siko sell, so umeenda kumcheki.
Okay,
alafu
okay.
Unexpect, so me of course hapa kwa pod nimekuwa hapa niki like when I had the case I just felt like he was innocent. Yes.
That's best of your previous interactions,
yes, yes,
with,
interactions with him.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I feel sad would be like if you throw Bestiako
under the bus
and you know he's innocent also. Because when I look at that case, I feel like the cops did this. I don't feel like civilians would do this.
Mm.
But it's just one of those, like msana kojoa damu kwa police station. How does a civilian? But it also teaches you one thing. If your friend is in trouble, don't be quick to help. Like especially with violence shikilia mse nini cause ama tutoa ta simu unajua unaso ulizaka buda kwa nini ulitoa simu, this is the shit reason waso utoa ga simu cause unaenda ku help msana nini alafu wewe ndio unaenda nayo noma. Cause now having powerful friends, what feeling is your powerful friends? Cause there's also that,
like feel like you have powerful friends,
like if you have powerful friends, yeah. Na noma it okay, unajua normally the less powerful guy is the one who takes the fall, eh?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, mostly. Mm-hmm. If you
sana sana hizo cases za nini? Za accidents, you know, you happen.
Yeah, that is
drink driving. Unaambiwa wewe ndio ukae hapo useme, you were the one who was driving.
It happens because you are the sober one and cops are kwangi. Wewe sasa hizi ungekuwa wewe ndio ulishoot msee huko Big Club on camera hivyo kama devolve.
Yeah.
Ah, ndio ungejua for sure power and money makes a big difference in this country. Ingekuwa ni mimi nilishoot msee hivyo na iko on camera. Ah, ningekuwa mnani visit huko committee saizi kuniuliza mambo ya just kidding podcast.
Yeah.
Ama pali ningepelekwa. Yeah, so money and power, bro. And it's not even just Kenya only, globally. Hata Epstein uone alipotea tu. When there's money and power involved, yeah. Then even some of the most powerful judicial systems as ingine as will bend.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends tu ni nani on the other side. Yeah.
Afu, since when you msewa kuenda ku party, does this make you scared? Like, because you're a party guy, and when you msewa, if it happens, it happens. Like me, because this story is a drama at night.
Yeah.
It's rare sana drama ya inje inipate.
Kupate, yeah.
Ineza nipata on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, because I go to Base Radio. So otherwise I'm a domestic animal. I'm like one of those people who is comfortable in the house. Wacha noma inipate kwa hao. Mi noma itanipata kwa hao. Kwa sinoma ukuja. Unajua noma you never know. It's going to find you anywhere you are. Yeah. But me most probably itanipata kwa hao. Where?
Now me I'm not too worried, bro. So the thing is, you know, sometimes I look back at when I was 22 and go like, damn, I really survived. 22 me I was wild as hell.
Yeah, okay.
Wild, like even my friends. So your time... No, my mingi nini sawa, but I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
Now, saizi where I'm at, I'm very calm. I go out, but I don't go out that much.
Okay.
And also, I'm not that person you'll see in the industry cliques. I'm an inner, never, ever, ever. 70% of the time, I'm hosting my friends.
Okay.
70% of the time.
Okay.
The 30% is selective spaces. Like you'll see me at Blankets because me, I love Kenyan music. So you'll see me where there's good Kenyan music.
Yeah.
Then maybe you'll find me at Gondwana. Me, I'm more of a house guy. Izo space, the house, as Nanga is Mangori Mingi. So you'll find me at Gondwana, at Complex, Kaleidoscope, and the rest. So. Si misi mse Wednesday unanipata niko tu at Milan. Sijui Friday. No. If you find me in the club, most likely I'm working. Ama maybe it's a special day for someone na mesema 20. If it's a birthday, you know, whatever you want, I'll pull up. But utanipata tu randomly. Sijui niko wapi. No. So I'm not scared of it, but I just choose where I need to go. And luckily I don't have to be everywhere. So
Now hosting, like you live apartment block huko juu ama
uko huku because hiyo pia inakuwa risky, you like when you host people and people get drunk and it's uko 12th floor, someone decides to go to the balcony and now you have a murder case.
No, so hosting for me is I host the same people. You know, it's I don't have like a big friends group. I know a lot of people, but those when any we are intimate, like they can come to my space, and it's normally just the same faces. But me, I've always just loved hosting. So I love hosting. I love throwing parties. I love doing barbecues. You're on my shit.
Okay.
But it's mostly just the same people. Every now and again, someone will say, "Oh, this is my close friend of mine. Can they come?" Mm. But in Akwanga, very controlled. Not many people. Mimi, that's the vibe I like. Mimi, okay. Napenda hivyo. We go to home. We get someone to make food. Take a deck. We DJ. We play. We play games. We watch TV. We do whatever. Mimi, I prefer that user spaces as opposed to getting me to go to the club. Yeah.
Because
I work in that space. So. Kuna mbetu ndo kwa club niko like ay so mimi nakuanga huko anyway for work which is different,
yeah,
so it doesn't excite me as much as it used to. So mimi nili survive 22, your age ilikuwa noma kidogo, so can I survive your age size in kosawa, been there, done it, nothing new.
22 was your new terrible too.
Bro. I don't know what happened at 22, but as wilding.
Yeah, I love Pia. Another story, of course, that has happened ni like all Kenya media stations before historia John Falme. Ilikuwa ile story ya Betty Charlo's flare by Betty Salon to be auctioned over rent arrears, and I felt like a lot of Kenyans were celebrating.
Why?
I don't know. That's why nikuanta kuuliza. Why do you think Betty Charlo is not likable? Because I've never understood, like, one minute you're the media darling, the next minute it's like everyone is there like, hey.
I think Betty, they love to hate. I don't think people really hate Betty like that. I think they love to hate, but also in the eyes of many people she's very successful.
I don't think
people like that. So I think when you're very successful, you attract that kind of audience. I'm sure if I go to Betty's Instagram now, whatever she's posting, I'm sure there's a lot of love. It's just that sometimes people prefer a lie when it's more interesting. And anything that can make, and most headlines are not like positive things. If Betty's salon is getting auctioned for whatever reason,
because
auctioning, it could be for whatever reason, unajua,
then ni rent arrears,
why would I celebrate that, you know? Me says celebrate hustle yako ikifungwa regardless of what the situation is, but Betty is Betty, she'll bounce back. So me at a siko stressed. If it happened, that's life, things happen. Sometimes you fall, you just pick yourself up. Betty ni hustler, bro. Betty atakuwa sawa. Betty will be fine. And also kumbuka, sometimes when you do business, because people also forget this, sometimes when you're doing business, you could get to the point where you'd rather let it get auctioned than keep doing it. Especially guys who are in the nightlife industry, you invest a lot of money to build this nice bar next doors, nini. When that business begins to fail, sometimes your operating costs are very high.
Yeah.
So you'd rather close, cool your losses, maybe you'll break even, maybe you didn't break even. But it's normal with business. Not all businesses succeed. I think Betty tried, she had a business, she ran it for some time.
Yeah.
Kama imekuwa ngumu ni sawa, that's part of life. Ajiregroup tu aendelee, but...
Yeah.
Life happens, man.
I think hata hiyo kitu ndio umesema, cuz like she also released a statement akamsema, I'm happier, I sleep better, my peace of mind is more important than a name, I'm good. Alafu she blamed this on like the way business has become difficult in Kenya. And this reminded something. I love
that she owned it. Yeah. It's on your shit.
Nikumbusha kitu kwa tunabonga on Friday na Ian, and I was telling him like, have you ever noticed a funny thing hapa Kenya? No politician's business ever fails. They're all successful. They all have these billions that they make. And these are part-time businesses.
Yeah.
Sisa hao, sisi tukifanya biashara, we are full-time there. And we still fail. Yeah. I say,
they know where the money is coming from.
Yeah, the former deputy governor, Kisi,
the billionaire guy.
Yeah, he made 2 billion last year.
Yeah.
And it's part-time. You only part-time. 2 billion. So, ofilaje ukiona businesses going down and politicians never go down.
Yeah. No, of course it normally, okay, for me, of course I don't like seeing that. I think even that's why when you watch the Sifuna episode, there's a part where we are discussing money and how ideally we should fundraise to get someone in office, but it happens that way around. Huku lakini amwezi fundraise, and I was, you know, very upfront, like, of course we can't fundraise for you. Because soon as you get in office, unaiba sana, like all these things we see, and then sasa ikifika campaign you want me to nikupatie do for what, you know what I mean? Then huko ndani umenifinya, like, doing business in Kenya is hard. Anyone who runs a business in Kenya and you're not doing wash, you don't have connects that can, you know, salvage your biashara, but doing business in Kenya is hard, bro. It keeps getting harder. Taxes every day, cost of everything has gone up. Cost of production, steamer, salaries, nini. Because remember, if you're running a business that hires people, you're running a business, but also you're managing people and their own personal needs and whatever. Because you need these people, any business needs people to run. So part of this is you start to manage people, and managing people is everything else that comes with this person. So generally, running business is not hard. It's not easy. So when you see anyone who's successful at doing business and they're doing it legit, hands down to those people, because you know business is glorified. Everyone wants to get into entrepreneurship, unajua, but kuna wase wengine unaambianga way back to employment, wachana na hii mambo, you know. So if we can msemenye you can't check those crazy hits, you know, then you can't do it. It's like you can't be a heavyweight champion of the world in boxing if you can't take a heavy hits, you know, a very good knock. So of course it's bad, you know, because I know it's not a level playground between politicians now, Sekama Sisi, and but that's the society we have raised, that's society we've encouraged, that's society we refuse to hold accountable, that's society we glorify. We're still going to vote the same leaders back in the next election. We'll complain, we'll be quick to hold a Betty accountable. You've never held MC accountable. Una sumbwana na Betty too online about things when she's, you know, also trying to figure things out. But the actual people who could make sure that Betty's nini biashara doesn't get there, you've never held them accountable. So it begins there, man. Like, me really give up na ile na politics ya Kenya yetu.
We also talking about that on Friday, and I was telling people that's also a very dangerous way to think. I don't know. So 2027, are you voting?
I think I'll have to see who's vying, but I think I'll vote.
Because nilisikia ile conversation kwa mna have na Sifuna, and Sifuna said something really interesting when he was telling you about TikTok. Like, look at TikTok. Right now we have a government in power that wants to ban TikTok. So it means that the time of saying all politicians are the same has passed, because they are not the same. Kenyatta never tried to ban TikTok. When things got
ugly... But TikTok was not available when Kenyatta was...
See, but when things got ugly for him on Twitter, he logged off.
Oh, you mean Kenyatta? You know, if you don't say Jomo Kenyatta.
No. Nikona manisho Uhuru. When things got ugly for him, he logged off. In regime, things get ugly, they think of, what if you were to switch it off? You see, so it shows you all politicians are not the same. Because yo kitu, sometimes I hear it and it annoys me. I'm like, no, these people are not the same. Yes, they might steal.
Might.
But, yes, like, okay, they steal, sawa. But, unajua, afadhali muizi ameniachia freedom of speech. Because people stole a lot during the Kibaki regime. Unajua, so uoshaga Kibaki na iya na kuwa mweupe kapamba. No, people stole. That's why, like, people like akina... Nani had to run away.
And people are murdered in 2007 as well. That's Kibaki as well.
Yes, that's Kibaki as well. So Githongo had to run away. So Kibaki was not nini. But one thing we were sure of is freedom of speech. Igava ilingia na freedom of speech. But are we assured of this shit?
Yeah.
Because TikTok has become this monster that it is. So me na encourage you, I say, yes, 2027 itafika, but there's going to be a difference between the two. The people who tell you there's no difference are the people who want to maintain the status quo.
True.
The people who are happy.
The back evil. I think my main issue is not... So me, my main... When I look at the people involved, a lot of them to me is just the same people, different parties.
Yeah.
I think even part of the discussion we had with Sifuna was, I was like, okay, so what's the difference between UDA and ODM? Because I don't see any difference. If you go down into development, into I can pick how many ODM MPs who, Akina, you know, you go back to Akina Migori, the governor, there's so many ODM politicians. Nikiaka wa politician ODM na UDA, in terms of development, see any difference, you know.
But freedom of speech?
Yeah, for sure. So the main issue for me is not the people.
Yeah.
I think if we are still stuck on the people, we want to make a difference. My biggest problem, and why nasema mimi may give up for now, is that's the institutions. Because until you get to the point where the institution works regardless of who is in the office, we still be caught in this same cycle.
Okay.
So mimi, I want the member of parliament as an institution to work regardless of who's there. So we need structures in place proper enough that will, one, will make sure that we get someone who's qualified to get in. But even regardless of who you put there, there's structures that will make sure that it thrives. So when you look at the presidency, I don't want to look at it from to be stuck on one person. I want the presidency to work. If anything was to happen tomorrow, Mwafuna tukweke hapo, the structures there will make sure that you thrive, and also there'll be proper checks and balances. What we don't have now is institutions don't work. So when the institution doesn't work, regardless of who you put in office, that's why si complain it. Umse tulikuwa na hope akaingia, what happened? The institution does not work. Sifuna, to me, and we spoke with for a while. What's on the pod, what's outside the pod, he is probably one of the politicians manye, at the end of the day, I was like, and I even told him, I think you sound very genuine. You sound very genuine. You're very candid. But something happens. Sakaja sounded exactly the same before office.
Sakaja was to a Teams University person. Like,
before the scandals.
The minute true nilijua he has fake papers and he'd come up with these sob stories. Asana juaga, like on this podcast, I say, never give me a fucking sob story. I hate them. When he said he used to wash clothes and drove a Mercedes Benz from washing clothes. Do you know how many fucking women I've seen out here washing clothes and they can barely survive? Wana tuambia ulikuwa kampo ukiosha nguo ukanunua Benz. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like,
but, he's been in politics for a while. See, student politics.
See, alisema alianza kudrive ndaye akiosha nguo kampo. And that's how good he is at saving. Uni mse moja nilikam kudiscover.
Wana likuwa nosha nguo gani hizo?
Nilikam kuaccept.
Yes, ino nashindo. Wana machine yake nukubwa aja.
See, but nilikam kuaccept. Hata itokea iko nini. Because he's one of the people who I've really wanted to, like, you know, be neutral with him, but I found out he's just not the person. Like, you, first of all, you're young, and number two, you're coming up with these bullshit things like Historia Mobile Studios. I've ranted about it enough. Like, we're not penda Kenyan music. Do you think we have like we don't have enough studios?